Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mutant Radio.
Welcome to Mutant Radio. This is your host, James Hunsberger. This is now the new Chaos Media instead of Mutant Radio. And today this is Odd World. We're going to be talking about aliens and our government and how several people have actually come out and said that aliens are living among us or something to that effect. We have several people within our government that have recognized aliens, and one of them, the former World Bank senior council member, Karen Hughes, she has come out saying that aliens control our money and religion. And this is news to a lot of people because she's so high up that it's controversial because of the position that she held. She says that there is a second species on Earth that controls our money and our religion, and many people who have held positions know these things that the rest of us may not. Karen Hughes studied law at Yale Law School and economics at University of Amsterdam, and she worked in the U.S. Export and Import Bank of the U.S. from 1980 to 1985, and then in the legal department of the World Bank from 86 to 2007. So she has a long-standing reputation of knowing these very things she's talking about, that it's not like she was just some woman that there's no record of her. No, there's very much so a record of her. So people know who she is, and that's why it's making such news that she's, in fact, coming out saying all this stuff. But she's coming out saying that there is a species that they are smarter than us, but they're not very creative in the same aspect we are, that they don't make things that, like, we've made more things than they have, I guess. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but they have, they can take something and make it better, but they can't make something on their own, if that makes sense. That's basically what she's trying to explain. I don't know how to explain it myself because she barely knows how to explain it, and she's the one that came out and said it. So they take something like our money and our religion, and they try to improve, and I use that word very tightly on it, and they try to make it work better in a sense, I guess, or something along those lines. I don't know exactly what she means, but she says that they at least control the money and religion, but we all know that money is power, so the second species technically have power over us, would they not? And just so people understand, this is not just some weird lady. Well, she's a weird lady if she's thinking that aliens control our money and religion, but she's got credibility. And also another person that came out is Paul Hellyer, the Canadian defense minister, says there's at least four alien species that have been visiting Earth for thousands of years. And he says they walk among us, and they will not share their technology with us because they want us to stop going to war, and they want us to stop polluting the Earth. And if we can stop doing this, then they will share their technology with us because their technology is far more advanced, and they fear that we'll essentially just destroy ourselves if they give it to us. So they don't want us to destroy ourselves, so they're not willing to share this their new technology with us. Which, I mean, I can understand that. But Hellyer first went public in 2005, and he was one of the first high-ranking politicians to recognize aliens are real. Most don't want to recognize it because there's no support behind it, because most people don't want to believe in aliens. But he says that they've been visiting us for thousands of years and that they will not share their technology with us. This is a very hard story to get people to I'm not the one that made this story up, so it's very hard to convey to other people to make them understand. So I'm sorry if I'm kind of jumping all over the place here. But there's all sorts of stories of aliens in our government, to include like shape-shifting aliens that guard our president. There was actually not too long ago, I want to say in 2013, there was a picture that came out of this, what appeared to be like a picture of what looked like a humanoid with no ears, a very pointy jaw, real deep recessed eye sockets, completely bald, and people are saying that he had almost a reptilian features. Now, we can't be certain because there's just way too many video and picture editors out there, and also it could be just something as simple as just they took a bad picture and it was very blurry. That's what most people say it is. And if you look at the picture, you can kind of see a definition of an ear, and you can see his nose, and you can see the jawline, which is what people are saying. It doesn't look natural. It doesn't look human. It looks different. But there's all sorts of different shape-shifting stories within our government. There's the Queen of England is said to be a shapeshifter, and President Barack Obama is said to be a shapeshifter. They're all supposed to be some kind of second alien species, or maybe even a third alien species on Earth that control us, because we can't control ourselves, because we destroy ourselves, which is why the other four alien species don't want to give us their technology, because in theory we could destroy ourselves with the technology. So maybe some are here to watch us and make sure that we don't essentially kill ourselves before we become some type of superpower, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe we're a threat. Maybe they see us that we're advancing faster than other species of aliens, and they see that we could possibly be onto something that no one else has done yet. Who knows? We can't be sure, because also no one really believes this, to be honest with you. So very strange that there's all kinds of different stories of aliens and government conspiracies, but it all started back, you know, with Roswell, of course. And even before that, actually, during World War II, there's actually other sightings of the Foo Fighters, and how this was, there's an alien species that helped the Russians and the Germans and all this stuff, and they actually got the name Foo Fighters because it was a ball of fire in the sky. And so there's always been this kind of link between the government and aliens. Maybe it comes from truth. Maybe there is some bit of cover-up that has been happening for thousands of years. Maybe all the great governments have been alien. Who knows? We have no way of knowing, unless that's what maybe that's what even the Freemasons are hiding. Maybe that's that's what the Freemasons do, is they are trying to cover up the alien conspiracy, and that's why they're such a secret society. Who knows? That's because no one knows what goes on in the rituals that they do. It's very secretive. Only very, very few videos have ever been shown of what happens inside those rituals. So maybe that's what they're coercing. They're talking to aliens at the time. Who knows? But Karen Hughes is now coming out. You know, we have so far two high-ranking officials that are very, you know, they're not fake. They're not like, I'm saying I'm this and I'm really not. No, they're the Defense Minister of Canada and a former World Bank council member, senior council member at that, saying that aliens are on Earth and that they control almost everything. I mean, at least the things that have power over us, money and religion. So who knows? Maybe they are the reason that we have alien or religion to begin with, because there has been, I mean, there's links way back into Egyptian times of what we say are aliens. Now there's pictures carved into rock of what we consider aliens. There's pictures carved into rocks of what looks like our spaceships and our spacesuits and everything. So who knows what is actually the truth when it comes to aliens and UFOs and different religions. And maybe the religion was something truly came from the sky and it wasn't supernatural. Maybe it was just aliens. Who knows? But that's getting I don't want to get too religious with this. I want to stick to just odd and strange stuff. Strange that it is that we have people coming out that aliens are in fact on Earth, but we also have stories of aliens on the moon and how NASA actually captured what looks like a picture of a man walking on Earth on the moon with a shadow, and a lot of people have actually been investigating this. And it shows that a figure has a shadow, and they've done the test, and it says it's like 6 feet tall. It's coming from the direction of the sun, so everything coincides with it being a shadow, but we don't know what it is. And, I mean, it has, I mean, a mildly defined head, arms, legs, and body, and a defined shadow. Of much of what a shadow would be, you know, from taken from a long distance and on the moon. So you got to take that into perspective if you're looking at this and how, you know, it may not look the best, but it is there. So it's very interesting to think that maybe we have aliens on Earth, and maybe we have made contact. And all these theories all these sightings that we have are not fake. Maybe Area 51 does, in fact, have aliens hidden there. Maybe that's where they work with them. Maybe it's not where we're reverse engineering. Maybe it's where we're collaborating. Maybe the Defense Minister of Canada was wrong, and we are collaborating with them, because there are theories that after Roswell in 1947, during the 50s, we had a technology boom, which conspiracy theorists say that that's not a coincidence. They say that we found alien wreckage, and we reverse engineered it, because they say that the body armor Kevlar was created around that time, and they believe that it could be from the spacesuits that the aliens wore. They say that the fiber optic cables that we use were created then from the wires within the space shuttle, the microchip, everything, because in 1947, Roswell crashed. Well, in 1953, we miraculously had the very first microchip. So who knows if we actually reverse engineered it from aliens, or if someone that's just highly intelligent made these things up out of, you know, because they're intelligent. We really don't know, but I would like to think there may be aliens. I'm very open-minded to the idea of that. And I would hope one day that we could at least know for sure if there are, in fact, aliens. You know, because two high-ranking people in governments have come out, two different governments. They don't know each other. They've never met, I'm sure. Maybe they may have met, because the one did, you know, World Bank, and the other was the defense minister. But I doubt they collaborated a story. Their stories are too different, and they came out at different times also. They could, you know, they may not have been working in their field at the time, so they weren't worried about reputation. They weren't worried about getting fired or anything like that. So they could come out and actually say anything. They say stuff about it, you know, because that could be why people aren't saying anything, because they feel threatened that they'll either lose their job, they'll be killed, or maybe just found and taken away. Or maybe their family will be hurt. Who knows? But it was definitely an odd story that I found, that two people decided to come out about aliens being on Earth. And not just on Earth, but in power, and we'd know about it. Not just walking around, like, investigating us a little bit. No, we know they're here. We've been talking with them. We've been collaborating. They control our money, and they control our religion. They have technology that they're not willing to give us. We destroy ourselves because we're war-happy and polluting our Earth and destroying our only planet that we have right now. Which also brings me to another story, that we are, in fact, getting ready to start missions to Mars as of, I think, 2023, which sounds like it's far away, but it's right around the corner if you really think about it. It's going to be done by Mars One out of the Netherlands, actually. And they're saying that it may be a kind of reality show where you can go and watch these people live on Mars. It's going to start with four people, and then in 2 years, I believe it is, another four people will go. For a total, I believe it was 24 people going to be on Mars at one time, which I think this is incredibly exciting, because we are actually getting to the world where we're colonizing a second planet, and it's going to be in my lifetime. This was something that I never thought we could do. Maybe that's also why these people are coming out now about the aliens, because we're getting ready to go to a second planet, and we are going to be a galactic race now, because we're on two planets now. Who knows? Maybe that's when the aliens will make themselves present, when we show that we are not just okay with sitting on this one planet that's dying. Maybe when we reach out to a second planet, they're going to be like, hey, let's help these people out now and give them some more technology. Who knows? But I hope soon that either technology advances and we can find aliens, or the aliens that are here, if they are, present themselves so that we can know for sure that aliens are here. But that is all I have for you today. This is James Hunsberger on Odd World. Make sure you listen every Sunday, and possibly another day throughout the week I'm still playing with that idea of making another show. I don't know what it's going to be on, because I learned that Saturdays may not be a good day for me to do another show. So I will let you know when I will be doing a second show, if at all, honestly, if I can find a good day to do it, if I may even rework all this, the whole thing, and do different shows on different days. I don't know yet. I will let everybody know. Make sure you go on to facebook.com/chaosmedia. Twitter, you can get me at @radio_mutant. You can also go to my website. That is theradiojames.wix.com/chaosmedia. And, of course, here on Blog Talk Radio, you can get me anytime that I am on. You can always send me a message here, but Twitter or Facebook would be a preferred method of getting in touch with me. But that is all I have for you. You guys have a wonderful Sunday, and I'll see you again next Sunday.